Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Tong.
It's always an echo.
Yes.
Today we have a very exciting show because we have two very special guests with us from Las Vegas, very dear to us, who we've known for 5 to 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear their stories later so they can share with us what they've experienced with Dr. Tong. Before we start, I just want everyone to know that they can call in if they have questions to our office at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. You can check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, to listen to our past shows, which we archive on the website.
And the purpose of our show is to prove that all chronic disorder, if you are normal before and then somewhere down your life that you develop some symptom, that can be cured, definitely, 100%, unless it's too late or terminal, okay? We know how the body maintains health, or restore health, and we can fix it. And the proof is in my website, www.drtong.com. We have 218 at least past radio shows with somewhere around 700 patients with everything that you can name up: Alzheimer's, allergy, asthma, multiple sclerosis, infertilities, diabetes, high blood pressure. Okay, these people used to take medication all the time. Now they don't take medication. They don't have the symptom. They don't need to even need our treatment.
Right.
Our guests, Sherry and Mark, came back to us because of stress, because of other lifestyle causes. Okay, so they come back for a tune-up all the way from Las Vegas.
Right. Before we get them on the show, I just want to recap who we had on last week with us. We had Karen with us. She had problems with breathing, shortness of breath, history of diabetes, high blood pressure, went to the ER 2 times with chest pain. Her cardiac workup was negative. They could find nothing wrong with her besides her diabetes and high blood pressure. After the first treatment, she could breathe again, which was something that she took for granted because not being able to breathe is very scary.
Yeah, Karen was Karen is RN.
Right, she's
and
a registered nurse.
I know
nurse.
With the chest pain like this, the first thing doctors think of is like a cardiac problem, heart problem. So they did a barrage of tests,
mm-hmm.
okay, but they couldn't help her. And she thought she was dying.
Mm-hmm.
With my first treatment, all the symptoms
she
were gone.
She could breathe.
I did no tests.
Right.
Absolutely no tests. For 20 years, I did so little tests. The tests are not necessary. What the tests find now is more symptoms. We need to treat the cause. which has to do with circulation, and circulation is controlled by an energy from your spirit, the Chinese call qi.
Karen also talked about her 90-year-old Aunt Mary, who has a history of COPD, emphysema. She has a long history of smoking, frequent infections of the lungs. She would get pneumonia. She was in and out of the hospital, I think, 4 to 6 times a year for pneumonia. 90 years old. She also has dementia, but Dr. Tong has been helping her control the infection. Mm. She has not been in the hospital for the past year now, whereas in the past she would go pretty much every 2 months.
Yeah, the dementia for a third person is kind of bad because she doesn't respond.
Right.
And I thought I could not help her in that respect, but she did improve.
She actually is improving.
Yeah, she
on
did
that.
Improve.
Yes.
By the fact that in the beginning the shot were kind of painful, and she was always square GD real loud. The whole office hear that. It's so funny. Okay, but after a while, like a couple of months, she would stop doing it.
Right.
She would say G, but not the second part. You know, she's still not responsive, but she knows that. Now yeah.
She's more aware.
Yeah,
she's
not once in a while she'll answer yeah and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So she's improving even cognitively. You
right.
know?
The other guest we had with us, also another very special guest, Mary as well. Young, she's in her 30s. She was in a coma due to lithium toxicity. She had a fibromyalgia diagnosed when she was in her early 20s. The doctors really couldn't.
13.
Well, 13, but she was diagnosed 10 years later. Yeah, she started having pain when she was 13.
Yes.
And so the doctors put her on medication, which didn't help. And then one doctor referred her to a psychiatrist. They put her on lithium because they thought she was bipolar, but she said she never had any manic symptoms. And so then her blood levels of lithium were never tested for a whole year. So she went into a coma, and she almost died.
For 6 days.
Right. She came out of that. She had a gastric bypass because she had gained 80 pounds from the lithium. And then as a result of the gastric bypass, she had recurrent pancreatitis, which had her in and out of the ER every 2 to 3 weeks. She would be ravenously hungry, and then she gained 60 pounds despite having the gastric bypass. Needless to say, after her first treatment with Dr. Tong, she never had the pancreatitis attack ever again.
Anymore.
Actually. Yeah, after
and
the first
after
treatment.
The first treatment, she was never ravenously hungry.
Right.
And she dropped all her medication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, I didn't do any tests on her. No tests is necessary. Once you get a history, look at the patient, I know what is the underlying circulation problem, the blocking of the mind, body, where she was blocked. Okay. Once you clear that, the symptom goes away. Of course, you need more and more treatment, but the results are incredible.
Yes,
and we're going to publish. Hopefully,
pictures,
you know, get
yes.
Permission from her to publicize her new photo compared to her old photo. You won't recognize. You
she
totally will not recognize.
Completely
her.
Different person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. So now we're going to welcome our first guest. Actually, they're both here with us today. In the studio with us. Welcome,
yes.
Sherry and Mark.
Thank you. We're so
yes.
glad to be here.
Thank you yes. so much for taking the time to join us.
Yes.
Sherry and Mark, we've known them for about 7 years now before they moved out to Las Vegas. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They moved to Las Vegas 5 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't we start with Sherry, because she came to see us before Mark. Why don't you give us a little history of how you came to tell us what you do, where you're from, and how did you find out about Dr. Tong, what you were suffering from before you met Dr. Tong?
Okay, well, I'm originally from here, Southern California, all mm-hmm. my life, and then we moved to Las Vegas 5 years ago, and we have a pool company, service and maintenance, but I can't do without Dr. Tong. Every time I have a problem, I have to come back.
She keep coming back to me, and I say, Sherry, you better stop meeting like this.
I know.
Mark may not like it, you know.
Yeah.
She said, no, Mark knows. Mark wants me to come and meet
you. Exactly, yes. Yeah. Don't see Dr.
Tong. She says she encourages it, okay?
Either that
what
or
kind of husband is that?
Or get a long needle.
Okay.
So, yeah, tell us about.
Okay, originally I came here to Dr. Tong because I had been to so many doctors. I had been to 15 doctors, to be exact, because my leg, I had a huge tumor on my leg, mm-hmm. remember?
Right.
It was 9 by 7,
yes.
the tumor was, and it stuck out 2 inches. And my whole leg was swollen because previously I had had a hysterectomy because of cancer, and they took lymph nodes doing an exploratory surgery. So I really had lymphedema in my leg also.
Right, they couldn't clear
lymph it out. Lymphedema means a swelling of the leg due to non-drainage of the lymphatic channels.
Right.
Yes, and so I was on Vicodin every day because of the pain. And I went to doctors. I had an MRI done. I had a CAT scan done. And I thought it was cancer, seeing that I had had cancer before. I was hoping it wasn't. But they said, no, it just looks like regular fat cells,
like
just like in
tumor,
your body.
Lipoma.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't say it was a lipoma.
Oh, they didn't.
They
not.
Never diagnosed it. They were kind of baffled. They didn't know, but they saw this humongous tumor. And they would send me to doctor after doctor after doctor. And so finally, and then they didn't even want to do surgery. I wanted them to take it off or something so I wouldn't have all this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't know what to do. So my sister, Sandra, who came to you, and you helped her so much with her lungs and,
yes.
you know, her breathing problem that she had. She had me, please, Sherry, begged me. I said, nope, I'm not going to any more doctors. That's it. I'm not going to see another doctor.
Mm.
And she said, please, Sherry, I've been to one treatment with Dr. Tong. I heard him on the radio, and I feel so much better. Please go to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I conceded because I love my sister. And I went to see Dr. Tong. And as Elaine knows, you know, I guess I wasn't a happy camper.
No, yes, she was very unhappy.
I didn't know I was.
You weren't smiling at
no,
all.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know,
don't
I didn't
laugh
know
like
that.
This, no.
No, I didn't know I wasn't happy. But when I got in there and, you know, I had taken all these different therapies. Remember, I'd tried... I'd tried oxygen therapy, you know, drinking the water, the oxygenated water, and I was on hydrogen peroxide, hydrogen peroxide. I had done so many regimens trying to help myself, and it would
Western
work for
therapy?
A while. It would work for a while, but then when I stopped, I'd just go back, you know, to having
what
this.
What do you mean by work for a while? Did the pain disappear?
It helped. It helped.
But not disappear
but
like
no,
that.
It didn't disappear, and the tumor never disappeared. The lymphedema didn't disappear.
Yeah.
And so I did go to you. I finally came to you, and after the first treatment, I was already so much better. And I remember it was Christmas time, and
so
I was with my little daughter.
You can't go wrong with Dr. Tong.
Yes, you can't go wrong with Dr. Tong.
Wong.
You can't go wrong with Dr. Tong.
So after the first trip, it was Christmas.
It was Christmas, and I was with my daughter, who was about 7 years old, you know, and I hadn't been able, I had no energy, absolutely no energy. I would have to go to bed. Like, I'd get up in an hour, and I'd have to go back to bed. That is how much energy I did not have. I really felt like I was dying. That's why I say Dr. Tong saved my life. I'm not kidding. He did save my life. I had to go back to bed after being up an hour. I had no energy. And so after I was with Dr. Tong, I had one treatment and maybe two. I'm not for sure. But we were at the mall. And and I'm saying, oh, let's go to this store area. Let's see the store. And she goes, well, come on, let's go home. I'm tired. Oh, well, no, let's just go see one more store. Just one more store. You know? And I had so much energy. And so then we're on the way home. And I said, oh, let's stop it there. No, let's go home, you know. But I had so much energy with just two treatments, I know for sure. And the pain disappeared. The swelling, all that lymphedema went away.
It's gone.
It was like a miracle.
Anymore, right?
No. Oh, I've never had lymphedema since then. Never. And that tumor shrunk. He took that his treatment, his needle, and he put it all around and inside right there, and it disappeared. And those other doctors couldn't do a thing for me.
The key is, okay, listen to this. Sooner or later, you'll find out this is true. Qi heals everything. Qi is an energy that restores order. Fixes problem in all level of biological system. Okay, in a company, if something go wrong, you go to the executive. That's the mastermind, the creator of the company,
and
then you need his chi.
Right.
Yes,
you cannot get the executive when he was sick. When he's sick, okay, you get the executive when he can think. He can use his mental chi, physical chi, and all he can say is that this is how you solve it. The problem is solved before it's physically carried out. And when the worker and everybody know the problem can be solved so easily, everybody happy already. So everything to start resolving any problem, the first thing you need is qi. That is why Western science and Western medicine can never find a cure. Not with stem cell, not with genetics, not with vaccines. It's all are not using qi to restore, to fix the problem, to restore order.
I tell everybody who I tell about you, which I tell so many people about you, and I've sent many people to you that you've helped.
But your story sounds too hard
it's
to believe.
It's almost too good to be true.
I know. Yeah. So it's like I say, he's like a miracle worker. Yeah. It's really true.
What other things has he helped you with?
Oh, gosh. Well, there were things I didn't even, you know, I had night blindness, for instance. I didn't tell him about night blindness, you know, because, you know, but yet with his treatments, it went away. I don't have night blindness anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I had, which I didn't ever tell him about, was I had a fear of going over bridges. Like I would freak out. You know, we'd go over
like
the Long
anxiety.
Beach Bridge there, you know, and because we had a business at the time down there in Long Beach, and I'd go over that bridge, and I could not look over the side. And one time I had to go by myself across the bridge, and I was driving, and I'm like, Mark, where are you? I'm so, you know, because I was so terrified to go over that bridge. With Dr. Tong's treatments, they just went away. I don't have the fear.
The only bridge I'm afraid is London Bridge because of my fall.
And actually, Dr. Tong is a comedian, too.
They told me I was a joke because I tried to be a comedian.
All right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. So, Sherry, what else did she... Did you have chemical insensitivities, too? Because
no,
you
road rages.
Road rage.
Oh,
right.
I did. I had road rage. I'm not too proud of that, but...
And the people you killed.
But I did have road rage, and especially, you know, when I would get out of your office, you know, about 2 o'clock, I'd go from Costa Mesa, you know, into Lakewood, and...
There's a lot of traffic, you know,
and so I'd... you know. Well, I would notice when I would get out of your office, it's like... Oh, la-di-da, I'm just fine. Didn't bother me at all.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It affected my emotions.
Yes.
It just, I, you can explain it.
Yeah, two things again.
All I know
okay,
is it works.
Two things I want to say, okay? Number one, you want to cure a patient. You cure the patient in a whole, not just by symptom, not just by part, not just by organ, okay? So even some of the things you didn't tell me, I treat all the organ, all the system, and balance your whole system. So night blindness, fear of bridge, road rage, I don't know. Okay, I know you're scared. I mean, you're stressed out. So one of the things that hit is the liver.
Liver
deal with anger. So when the liver qi goes in, you can take care of anger. You can take care of your patients. Mm-hmm. So you the road rage, your anger disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But liver also take care of your eyes.
Right.
So your night blindness take care of that.
And that was my channel that was really blocked was my liver.
Yeah.
And gallbladder.
Liver and gallbladder.
Exactly. The gallbladder,
because the gallbladder
is right.
Channel's right where her lipoma
was. The lipoma
was
right on the gallbladder channel.
Another thing is you had your gallbladder out too, right?
Yes.
So the point here is that even though she does not have her gallbladder, the qi is still there and it's blocked, and that's why the lipoma formed there.
That illustrates perfectly Western medicine, how you treat symptom, but not the cause of the problem. Okay.
Yes.
The body of the gallbladder is removed. But the soul of the gallbladder had never been fixed. Okay, the channel of the gallbladder channel, which is the where the spirit of the gallbladder go inside and live in the gallbladder, enable the gallbladder to work. Okay, that's blocked, and that's ignored. Okay, that freeway is blocked. In the real world, a traffic jam is fixed right away. Nobody will say, "Let's wait 5 days." Okay, we have other priority to do.
Right.
Nothing is more have more priority than blocking of the qi going to different places.
Right.
The police qi, a living police, need to go to the right area. You don't say something is more and more priority. Okay. So removing the body gallbladder did not fix the underlying problem of the circulation not getting to the gallbladder. So you fool the patient, but then you develop something else, the lipoma.
Yes.
And then you know the lymphedema, the road rages, the night blindness. It all caused by the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that interact with other things. Tell us, I also make you a better opera singer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right.
I sing for my church, you know, and my parents, you know, are pastors. And so I sang, you know, for many, many years with my sisters and different things. And so once I found out that you can help my singing voice be better,
you didn't
you know, and
me.
Clearer. I didn't even know that, actually, when I think about it, I said that was something that I noticed. I said, you know, it seems like my voice is even better, Dr. Tong. And he goes, oh, yes. And then he explained to me, that, you know, that's why, because you'd worked on my lung channel.
Yes.
Right.
And I didn't know that it would get better, but it did. And I noticed it was better.
Did I make you talk more, too?
Oh, I don't know about that. But although, Elaine, when I first came, you said you didn't, you weren't talking
very
at all.
Subdued.
Exactly.
Very subdued.
I didn't make you talk
more.
I
didn't know it, but yeah. I guess I was, because, boy, I sure was happy.
I make you laugh a lot.
Yes, he does.
That, see, here's another thing, okay? I put your soul back into the body. This is your real personality,
right.
Okay? You are a happy person,
bubbly,
okay?
Yes.
But because of lifestyle and the different things
and
in
stress.
Modern life that blocks your soul from going in the body, now your CEO, your whole system, the mind-body system, is not in control. So you have falling part of different part, your physical part. All the physical part that become disorder needs this chi. This chi is what fixes disorders. In all levels,
right.
In a cell, in an organ, in a body, in a family, in a company, in the society, every single problem in all this level is fixed by qi.
Right, and it all goes back to circulation, too. I really like your analogy of the traffic jam.
Yes.
I mean, in society,
yes.
when there's a traffic jam, that's the first thing that's cleared.
The first thing
that's
that qi goes in the body is it open up circulation.
Right.
You open blood circulation.
Mm-hmm.
In a society, you open traffic circulation. What's inside the car are living spirits. Okay, a dead police cannot drive a car. You remotely control the car. When the police get to the right area, that police cannot fix the right problem. So you ultimately still need that living energy.
Right.
We are all living energy. We are all living qi, and that's a Chinese word.
You know what I tell people when I tell them about you, and I'm trying to explain your technique and what you do?
Yes.
I say, when God breathed in the breath of life,
yes.
That's he breathed
that's
in chi.
That's a chi.
That is what
not
chi
just air.
Is.
Right.
The breath of life. That
right.
was the energy, force
the energy force
that brought life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Chi is in air. Chi is in water. Chi is in food. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we breathe in the chi. We drink the water and you eat the food and then get in chi. But today, our world mess up all three of that. That's why we don't have that much heat, everybody was sick.
Right. Why don't we get to Mark, too? Let's have him tell his story about how he came to see Dr. Tong. Well, through Sherry, of course. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So why don't you tell us what Dr. Tong treated you for first, initially?
I would just sweat profusely all the time,
okay.
whether it was hot or cold.
Ah.
And so I went to Dr. Tong, and he toned me down to where it's all inside now. It's not coming out near as much. That sweat isn't coming out near as much as it used to.
And how many treatments did that take?
I think only one or two.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd have to look back at the records.
And you've never had that problem again?
I think
no.
one treatment.
I think just one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this time I had a pain in my knee. For about a year and a half, I've had a pain in my knee. And I'd say it's probably 50% gone now just after one treatment yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Oh, mm-hmm. This is the first time I treat you. Yes. Uh-huh.
For the knee.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's,
see, problem like this, Western medicine, no treatment. But they'll do
a
whole bunch of
surgery,
tests.
They'll either give you, tell you to operate on it or give you medication.
No, I'm talking about the sweating.
Oh, no, sweating.
Where are you going to do the surgery?
Well, okay. No, they do. What they do is they kill the, what is it, the sympathomectomy.
Only locally, okay? But he sweats profusely all over the place.
Right.
So where are you going
to
do it?
But that to me is kind of a ridiculous surgery because there's a reason why you sweat, and to take that away
and
is...
And the sympathetic system does more than the sweating.
Right.
So we take away the sympathetic system, okay, you're going to have mess up all the rest of the function of sympathetic function.
Right.
So that's ridiculous. But a patient like this, okay, they'll go through all these tests, okay, it's all deceptive. All the tests are deceptive. They really don't know what they're doing. They do a whole bunch of tests, and the patient says, what did the doctor do? The patient says, they did MRI, they did testing. I'll say, what do they do to make you get better? Nothing. Nothing, okay? They cannot get you better. They got to get your body, the mind back in the body, improve the circulation, and balance all the energy. That's how you get better. Restore your health. They don't know about health. Health has to do with qi.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Today we will have with us Sherry and Mark from Las Vegas. They've been coming to see Dr. Tong for about 7 years now. Even after moving to Las Vegas 5 years ago, they will drive periodically every couple months to get tune-up treatments.
4 or 5 hours.
When we need it.
When
you don't always need it because he fixes it.
You guys think you need to see a psychiatrist? You drive it long to get shots?
No, you guys were talking. You guys were talking.
You think so, huh?
You guys were talking about a colon cleanse. We can talk about that a little bit to kind of.
Well, before we do that, why don't you talk about what brings you back all this? Some of these times. Why do you need to come back?
Well, whenever I have a problem that I can't fix, you know,
like,
what I
like
mean,
this
and
time.
That won't go away.
Like
this time, my arm, I seem to have this problem, and I went yesterday, you know, and the right side of it is better.
Yes.
You know, I still need another treatment, you know, for the left side of my arm, but already it
How
is better
have
this
you
morning.
How long this problem?
Oh,
how many doctors did you see?
Oh, I have. Well, I'm on pain medication, but
you see chiropractors.
Oh yes, I did. I've seen 3 chiropractors for this. I'm still under a chiropractor's care now. I've been seeing him like 3 times a week, and then I've been under. I've been on Rolfing. I've done Rolfing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've got another massage therapist that's really going real deep to try and work out this up here where the scapula is.
Yes.
Maybe that's causing it. And so I just have to come back to you.
And
help
yesterday,
me, Dr.
with
Donahue.
All this treatment, you were very, very painful.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very
so,
painful. So
so today you look so much better.
I'm better.
You're laughing. You're
smile
smiling.
On my face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. We're there from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Or you can call now, leave us a message. We'll get back to you. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have like about a minute left. Is there anything else we want to talk about with Mark and Sherry? Well, let's ask you about the colon cleanse. You guys were talking about the colon cleanse.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, it's called Colonix, and I found it on the internet for acid reflux, and it did take that away. And I've never been on such a wonderful colon cleanse, and I was telling Dr. Tong about it. My hair, my husband's hair, Mark's hair, is coming back in. He'd kind of gotten balding on the top. His hair is coming back in. It's fabulous. My hair thinned when I had my baby, and my hair's coming back in.
So what's it called now? How do you spell it?
Colonix.
Colonix. Okay.
Colonix.
And you can find it in the internet, correct?
Yes, okay, it's on drnatura.com, drnatura.com.
Yeah.
And it is fabulous.
Yeah, even more important than that, actually, is a colon chi.
Right.
You need to have
so if
this
you do the
treatment
with
to,
a colon cleanse.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, you could give Colonix to a corpse, to a cadaver. It's not going to work because there's no chi in the colon. Yes.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Mark and Sherry, thank you so much for joining
thank
us today.
You for
thank
having
you for
us.
Having us.
It was wonderful having you again. We'll have you again soon.
Wonderful to see you.
Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're there from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you missed anything from the show today, it will be posted on the website so you can listen back and hear the incredible story of Mark and Sherry. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.